Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, campers. Greetings. Welcome. Salutations. Cloudy Thursday alohas to you. You're just in time. Hour number two. Getting underway with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the south. And as we typically do here on Thursday afternoons at 4, I am joined by Drew McKissick, who is the chairman of the South Carolina GOP, and I'm sure is probably as amused as I am by the definitive spin being put out by the propagandists who refer to themselves as journalists in the wake of the election results from the other night. Drew, how you doing today, bud?
Doing well, Bob. How about yourself?
Yeah, not too shabby. I guess the place to begin, we sort of already knew, we've seen the Commonwealth of Virginia, the cradle of presidents, the state of my birth, which used to be pretty much solidly in the GOP camp, been drifting bluer and bluer. And no wonder, you know, as the government grows exponentially, as Joe Biden would say, continues to grow, and all of these government workers move out to the suburbs. We've known for some time, Arlington County, Fairfax County, Loudoun County, you know them as well as I do.
Yeah, it does get harder to win in Virginia in local races there as D.C. gets bigger and hires more people, and these folks move in from other parts of the country to go to work for the government full time, which tend not to be Republicans, quite frankly.
Yeah, they do.
But you know that those but those elections there in Virginia, state house, and state senate races, we went from I think being up by one seat in each chamber, at least one of the chambers, to down by one seat in the Senate, I think, and a few in the House. So, you know, both chambers did flip, but it was only a few seats in each chamber. So, you know, it's not like you had a statewide wipeout. It's just a matter of several seats, but unfortunately flipping there in the chambers there in that state. But you look at statewide races that were held that day. Republicans won 7 out of 8 statewide races that were held across the country on Tuesday. The lone exception being the Kentucky governor's race, which, you know, you had a candidate there who had they had campaign issues in terms of structural stuff. And he was, quite frankly, you know, his polls would show the least popular governor in the country, according to poll ratings anyway. But, you know, in a state where he lost, we also picked up a attorney general, actually an African-American Republican attorney general, won in the state of Kentucky.
Historic.
And, you know, that was absolutely. And, you know, so all those other races there were, of course, helped by the president coming in the day there or two before the election there. So, you know, again, 7 out of 8. I mean, you did win 8 out of 8. Okay. I'm sorry. You know,
yeah. Yeah. Wasn't a clean sweep. Yeah. So therefore, Trump is doomed in 2020 as a result.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Doom, as they used to say on remember Hee Haw, it was gloom, despair, and agony on me. You know,
that's right.
Yeah. So.
Well, and you know, there are all kinds of ways that numbers can be spun. And, of course, we know the direction the propagandists who camouflage themselves as journalists are going to do. And for instance, they're never going to mention that before Donald Trump came down to campaign to try and help Governor Bevin, who I think had like an 18% approval rating or something, really.
It was very, very bad.
It was. It was as underwater as you can get. And the president comes in, and suddenly the guy picks up what, like 30 approval points overnight, and loses by a whisker. A guy who is, right. Well, as you mentioned, right. Drew, the most right. unpopular governor in America, and here comes the exactly. president to campaign for him, and he almost Which, drags him across the finish line.
Oh, I mean, you know, again, out of, you know, I mean, polls are what they are. You can put a limited amount of faith in them, but still, all things being equal, 50 different state governors, and you're the least popular, and you yeah. lose by, as you point out, a whisker there at the last minute. So, you know, again, you know, we won 7 out of 8 instead of 8 out of 8. But, you know, and all this is taking place against a backdrop of, you know, we have Robert Francis O'Rourke drops out of the presidential race. And, you know, the one thing I do know for sure is that he will not be signing any legislation to take away anyone's AR-15s now.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of that's off the table for the moment, isn't it?
He can take himself back to Texas. You know, good luck with ever campaigning for anything in Texas in the future after you've told everybody you want to take away their guns. I'm just saying.
How many AR-15s you guess there are in America, Drew?
More than he will ever be able to confiscate.
Without a doubt, you know. But it's similar to, and it shows just how disconnected the Democrats are. It reminds me of Hillary and her basket of yeah. deplorables. Why would you want to tell yeah. half of the American electorate that you suck? You know, that makes no sense to me.
You know, and again, if you ever thought of having any further political career in Texas, of all places,
well, yeah.
where he's from. You
know? Right.
So,
yeah.
You can rule out him running for U.S. Senate in Texas again, ever. Please, do try to do that.
Yeah, that's a great campaign promise if you want to run from Don't Mess With Texas. Tell all the voters you're going to come and take away their AR-15s.
I mean, and now at the same time, you've got Democrats now, of all people, beginning to question the elitist Elizabeth Warren on her math when it comes to Medicare for All. Now, you know you're pretty bad at math when Democrats start questioning math, I'm just saying.
True.
So, you know,
right.
things are looking pretty bad for her in terms of, you know, how she can fund, you know, they can, you know, work their arithmetic Ouija board around enough to be able to come up with enough money to pay for this Medicare for All scheme. And even Bernie Sanders looks at you and says,
yeah.
You know, that's not going to work.
Right.
You can't do that.
Yeah. When Bernie is calling you out on your health care for all deal, what I call Medicaid for All, which is
right.
really what they're
that's
pushing.
Right. Which means for none, but
yeah.
yes.
Right. Then when Bernie is calling you out, you really recognize that you got a problem, don't you? Holy cow.
I don't think he won any awards for mathematical genius where he went to college. I'm just saying. So, yeah, when he calls you out, you do have a problem.
I guess Elizabeth Warren was using Common Core math.
Yeah, that's the new math. That's the new math where – you know, the government can pay for anything and everything it wants to as long as you'll vote for the people who promise to pay for it.
That's
the way it works.
It's truly incredible. Now, I wanted to ask you a quick question, and we're talking with Drew McKissick, sure. who's the chairman of the South Carolina GOP. On the primaries, the party has announced there will not be a GOP presidential preference primary, but there will be other
Correct.
Primaries, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. So the only thing that pertains to is the presidential preference primary.
That's what I thought.
Which is wholly and completely separate from what we call the June primaries for all of your state House, state Senate, and statewide races whenever we do those in the gubernatorial cycle, et cetera.
Right.
This is only particular to presidential preference primary.
Gotcha. So anybody that had any questions about that, that should answer
Correct.
Those.
Yep. Absolutely.
The impeachment circus continues, and we're learning more now about this so-called whistleblower, who I refer to as a gossip blower, because if you were privy to something an event that actually occurred and you want to blow a whistle on it, then you're guaranteed whistleblower protections. But if you're reciting something second or third hand, Bill
Correct.
Told Fred, who told me that the president
Right.
did this, and then
Right.
You go for guidance to the office of Adam yeah. Bullschiff, the head yeah. of the House Unintelligence Committee, to get some direction on what you should do. Look, how much more evidence do we need that whoever this whistleblower, gossip blower is, they are illegitimate?
Well, you know, it's like a glorified partisan game of telephone.
Yeah.
You know, so
right.
He didn't hear it. He heard somebody who heard it, and he's passing it on to somebody else. But on an official document, you know, an official whistleblower document or whatever in this process. And like you said, I mean, before all this is over, and this is what I'm kind of waiting on, is this thing percolates along.
Yeah.
The Democrats have sort of cast the dice here, and they're going to go forward. And we'll see if they actually have the guts to put forward and vote on an impeachment or articles of impeachment. You know, we'll see what happens with that. But, you know, at some point, I can well imagine there's going to be an investigation by, you know, Attorney General Barr.
Yep.
Because I can see one being called for in terms of Adam Schiff and his people having contact with this whistleblower ahead of him officially becoming a whistleblower.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, in this whole process and how it came, because essentially Schiff becomes a material witness.
Yes.
To this whole impeachment business.
Right.
So in the meantime, he's running the show. So the guy who's running the show is actually, after all this is said and done, a material witness for how this got started. And at some point, I can well imagine, you know, he's going to be deposed.
Well,
at the very least,
Drew, he strikes me as a co-conspirator. There's a phrase from the old Watergate.
That's right. There you go.
You know, but people need to remember as well. A.G. Barr is already on the record as saying that this whole business mm-hmm. with the Russia collusion investigation and mm-hmm. who knows what else, Uranium One mm-hmm. and all the rest,
right.
All of this stinks to high heaven, and he wants mm-hmm. to get to the bottom of it. When the IG, Mr. Horowitz, and when Mr. Durham mm-hmm. From Connecticut release mm-hmm. their findings, obviously yep. we're expecting that, you know, the media will spin this as, well, Trump is just trying to detract people or distract people from the impeachment mm-hmm. investigation. But I think when the American people see what this coup attempt really entailed, the depth and breadth of it, mm-hmm. they're going to be stunned.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, I completely agree. And look, I mean, and that is a Justice Department investigation.
Correct.
That's not a political investigation. That's a Justice Department investigation into potential crimes.
Yep.
And it is, in which has been handed over to professional prosecutors. So it's going to go forward. That process will roll forward just like any other criminal investigation will. And like you said, the facts that I think are going to come out of that are going to be astonishing, confirm what a lot of folks think about this being a completely partisan hack job to overturn a presidential election, just like we've suggested it has been for almost 3 years now.
Well, I would suggest that some of these individuals, Page and Strzok and Brennan, the whole et al., that all of them mm-hmm. better think about lawyering up here, because I have a feeling they're going to need it.
That's right. Exactly.
Drew McKissick, he's the chairman of the South Carolina GOP. Anything else that you wanted to mention before we wrap up, Drew?
Well, this has been kind of a slow week so far. I mean, we did just expand our victory operation. We talked about that a little bit in the past. We just hired a first congressional district victory director this past Monday.
Nice.
We're starting out in the first district down in Charleston as we start to build out the operation there 9 months earlier than we normally would in mm-hmm. an election cycle.
Right.
Because we have a district to take back down that way. So we are on the job.
Yep, one more House vote that we need in the GOP column.
That's right.
Drew,
that's right. The road to the majority goes through the first district.
You bet. Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina GOP. Drew, thanks for your time as always. Have a good
yes,
weekend,
sir.
And we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, take care.
Take care. 19 after 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Sundogs are back, Moneypenny. Sundog directly below the real deal. Out there in the ice crystals of the sky here on the penultimate workday of the week. Be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 424 here on the Bobby Mack Show. By the way, some special guests will be joining me right after the news, top of the hour at 5 o'clock this afternoon. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. Where am I on that? Oh, here we go. Yeah, a texter said, Bobby, I missed your big announcement at 3 yesterday because I was out of town. Would you please share with me what the big announcement was all about? And I texted back, yeah, we have added coverage for our friends in Anderson. Now we are on down there at 101.5 FM. Okay, so as you're going down 85 and signal kind of gets scratchy and you can no longer hear us very well, just flip down from 106.3 to 106.5 and you will have us loud and clear. And a texter responded, said, thank you, sir. That's good news. I often drive to Georgia and lose you before I get to Anderson. There you go. Bobby, Biden has as much chance to win as we do of catching Murphy. There you go. Bobby, Drew McKissick has a very fun laugh. Bobby, he has earned the nickname Flimsy Lindsay. Pass it on. Bobby, you have more AR-15s in the country than you have chickens in pots. There you go. You remember the old, a chicken in every pot. Hey, Bobby, what about all the corruption in previous voting proven in Virginia and the questions about this election? You know, one guy that got elected to the Senate, state Senate in Virginia, was a convicted sex offender. He was married and had an affair with an underage staffer. Okay. And it came out, and he was charged, and I think they pleaded it down. So this is like 3-4 years ago, or maybe even longer than that. And so now he comes back, you know, all is forgiven. Yeah, got elected to the state Senate. Bobby, please quit saying exponentially. Now I can't say exponentially. Right, LMAO. Bobby, you said CNN Business Networks. That's scary. You lose everything you ever own. That's the last place I would go for business information. You and me both. I would throw darts at a wall before I would trust CNN Business. Bobby, this guy, Zay, the whistleblower's lawyer, had tweeted, as one falls, two will take their place. Is this not evidence of a conspiracy? Sedition, at the least, correct? By the way, Jeffrey Epstein didn't hang himself. There you go. Bobby, why is there not already a subpoena for Zaid out from the Senate Judiciary Committee now? I'd like to know more about the folks he references when he talked about, you know, one falling, two replacing him. Bobby, Creepy Joe, actually exponentially is a real word, no joke. But then again, I digest. I digest.
You right. Moron.
You moron.
Yeah, of course, joking on the word I digress. Bob, the libs are just shooting for the root word. That they believe in creative speech. There you go. Bobby, just a heads up, but the state and county land sharks, will those be the guys with the Mountie hats like that? State and county land sharks are set up at Skateland in Bahria, giving out complimentary invitations to go see the magistrate. I will withhold the name of the texter. Anonymous, you know. Bobby, I guess plugs Biden as a member of the Al Sharpton School of Pronunciation. Yeah, he quite often gets the emphasis on the wrong syllable. I wouldn't think of representing your best interest either if all I ever heard on Word Radio was negativity. Graham, yeah, I know. How dare our senator be human with human feelings? Think, Bobby. You are a genius. I am a genius. But I'm not fooled by what Lindsay is up to. Mark, first caller of the day. First caller of the day was Mark, wasn't it? Or Mike. One of the, I can't remember. Sorry. Said it right. You know, Lindsay is 4/6 Democrat and 2/6 Republicans. You know, you get within 18 months of 2 years or 2 years of reelection, and suddenly here is Lindsay navigating to starboard. There's a reason I call him Senator Talker. You know? Just big gas, no action. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. And if I'm overly critical for your taste, well, what's the word I'm looking for? Tough. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, yeah. In on the text line, Bobby Bolton was a no-show today because he had to trim his mustache. Yeah, this is the day. I think he does that on Thursdays. That's right. Bobby Drudge sold out. Yeah, that would be my assessment as well. They still have a headline up about Bolton going to testify. Let me get back to the top of the text line here quickly. Bobby, for that texter that didn't like the way you were being critical of Lindsey Graham, NPR is on 90.1 FM from Tony and Pickens. There you go. Bobby, wasn't your caller the man running against Lindsey Graham? Michael J. LaPierre is the candidate's name. No, I don't know. I think it was someone different. Bobby Mack, next time you have the South Carolina GOP Drew McKissick on your show, ask him if he would support a change in the GOP Senate primary rules. It would be nice to see Lindsey Graham go up against the next highest GOP primary vote getter. The way the rules are written now, Lindsey Graham is a shoo-in until he dies. Well, if Lindsey is held under 50% plus one vote, then that's exactly what you're suggesting is what happens. Bobby, I question anyone's IQ that believes Lindsey Grahamnesty and his bullshit. Bob, that's the Hydra motto from Captain America and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. What is? Oh, yeah, that's right. Cut off. One goes down and two pop up to replace it. There you go. Bobby, I thought you'd like to know, reading you loud and clear in Anderson on 101.5 from my J.E. Thank you, J.E. Appreciate that. Bobby, I would like to point out as well, Joe Biden has the wrong altitude. Yeah, I've said that for years. Biden needs an altitude adjustment. Bobby, looks like this so-called impeachment is starting to fall apart. Crooked Democrats. Speaking of which, there was a story that I saw yesterday from the website Trending Politics. All right. Most Americans have been wondering if and when we would see some of the Obama officials involved in the coup against President Trump brought to justice, while Attorney General William Barr is getting to the bottom of how the Russia witch hunt began. A new bombshell report about how former CIA Director John Brennan is sending shockwaves. According to a column from Larry C. Johnson, former analyst at CIA, Brennan created a secret task force to combat the election of Donald Trump. Mr. Johnson says the invitation-only task force at CIA was created in early 2016. Says the average American has no idea how badly Brennan wanted to stop Trump because he desperately wanted to get Hillary Clinton into the White House. Brennan was so desperate, according to Johnson, that it led him to creating this secret task force with the mission of spying on and carrying out covert actions against the campaign of then-candidate Trump. He goes on to say, this task force was not just a simple gathering of anti-Trump intel officials, but rather highly trained spies who sought to destroy Trump. Mr. Johnson writes, I'm told by a knowledgeable source that Brennan created a Trump task force in early 2016. It was an invitation-only task force. Specific case officers, that is, men and women who recruit and handle spies overseas, analysts, as well as admin personnel were recruited. Not everyone invited accepted the offer, but many did. This was not a CIA-only operation. Personnel from the FBI, that would be Strzok and Page, also were assigned to the task force. We have some clues that Christopher Steele's FBI handler, Michael Gaeta, may have been detailed to the Trump task force. So what kind of things would this task force do? Well, the case officers would work with foreign intelligence services such as MI6 in the UK, the Italians, Ukrainians and the Australians on identifying intelligence collection priorities. Task force members could task NSA to do targeted collection. They also would have the ability to engage in covert action, such as targeting George Papadopoulos. Professor Joseph Mifsud may be able to shed light on the CIA officers who met with him, briefed on operational objectives regarding Papadopoulos, and helped arrange monitored meetings. By monitored meetings, you know what they mean. They were spying on him. I think it is highly likely that the honeypot that met with George Papadopoulos, a woman named Azra Turk, was part of the CIA Trump task force. The task force also could carry out other covert action, such as information operations, which is a nice-sounding euphemism for propaganda, and computer network operations. There's been some informed speculation that Guccifer 2.0, if you remember that, was a creation of this task force. Johnson, former CIA analyst, goes on to discuss the recent unmasking of Schiff's secret so-called whistleblower, Eric Ciaramella, and how he could have played a vital role in this task force. Johnson argues that while what Brennan allegedly did was illegal, CIA has carried out other illegal acts in the name of supposedly protecting American interests. These explosive allegations serve as another reminder of what Obama-era officials were willing to do to take down Trump and stop him from becoming president. By the way, he mentions the secret whistleblower, this Eric Ciaramella. Ciaramella is like a GS-12. He's an underling in government, right? Whether he was at the National Security Council, where they kicked him out of the White House because he was leaking all kinds of negative stuff about Trump, sent him back to Langley. And yet, this guy shows up at events with Brennan, who's the DCI, the director of the agency. What's some guy who's a GS-12 doing it at some... Yeah. I think you know the answer to that one as well as I do. 4:46, 14 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Quick break here, and when we come back on the other side, the glories of socialism. Millennials are all fascinated with it. They're entranced with the beauties of socialism. Big question is, why? Be right back.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back. 4:51, 9 before 5 here in the Bobby Mack Show. My friend Victor Davis Hanson, the brilliant professor out in California, senior fellow in military history at the Hoover Institution at Stanford, professor emeritus of classics at Cal State University, writes today, socialism guarantees failure and suffering, so why do so many Americans support it? Multiple forms of socialism, from hard Stalinism to European redistribution, continue to fail. Russia and China still struggling with a legacy of genocidal communism. Eastern Europe still suffering from decades of Soviet-imposed socialist chaos. Cuba, Nicaragua, North Korea, Venezuela are unfree, poor, and failed states. Baathism, a synonym for pan-Arabic socialism, ruined the post-war Middle East. The soft socialist European Union countries are stagnant, mostly dependent on the U.S. military for their protection. In contrast, current American deregulation, tax cuts and incentives, and record energy production have given the United States the strongest economy in the world. So why then are two of the top three Democrat presidential candidates, Bernie, Elizabeth Warren either overtly or implicitly running on socialist agendas. Why are the heartthrobs of American progressives, AOC, Rashida Tlaib, and Ilhan Omar calling for socialist redistributionist schemes? And why do polls show that a majority of American millennials have a favorable view of socialism? The professor writes, there are lots of catalysts for the new socialism, massive immigration changing the demography of the U.S. The number of foreign-born U.S. residents and their children has been estimated at almost 60 million, or about 1 in 5 U.S. residents. Some 27% of California residents were born outside of America. Many of these immigrants flee from poor areas of Latin America, Mexico, Africa, and Asia that were wrecked by statism and socialism. Often, they arrive in the U.S. unaware of economic and political alternatives to state socialism. When they reach the U.S., often without marketable skills and unable to speak English, many assume that America will simply offer a far better version of the statism from which they fled. Consequently, many take for granted that government will provide them with an array of social services, and they become supportive of progressive socialism. Another culprit for the new socialist craze, the strange leftward drift of the very wealthy in Silicon Valley, in corporate America, and on Wall Street. Some of the new progressive rich feel guilty about their unprecedented wealth, so they champion redistribution as the sort of medieval penance that alleviates guilt. Yet the influential and moneyed classes usually are so well off that higher taxes hardly affect them. Instead, redistributionist taxation hurts the struggling middle classes. In California, it became hip for wealthy leftists to promote socialism from their Malibu, Menlo Park, or Mill Valley enclaves while still living as privileged capitalists. Meanwhile, it proved nearly impossible for the middle classes of Stockton and Bakersfield to cope with the reality of crushing taxes and terrible social services. From 08 to 2017, the now multimillionaire Barack Obama, first as candidate and then as president, used all sort of cool socialist slogans from spread the wealth around, now is not the time to profit, you didn't build that, at a certain point you've made enough money. Universities also bear much of the blame. Their manipulation of the federal government to guarantee student loans empowered them to jack up college costs without any accountability. Liberal college administrators and faculty did not care much when graduates left campus poorly educated and unable to market their expensive degrees. More than 45 million borrowers now struggle with nearly $1.6 trillion in collective student debt with climbing interest. Add up a lost generation of woke and broke college graduates, waves of impoverished immigrants without much knowledge of American economic traditions, wealthy advocates of boutique socialism, and asleep-at-the-wheel Republicans, and it becomes clear why historically destructive socialism is suddenly seen as cool. Regrettably, sometimes the naive and disaffected must relearn that their pie-in-the-sky socialist medicine is far worse than the perceived malady of inequality. And unfortunately, when socialists gain power, they don't just destroy themselves. They usually take everyone else down with them as well. Professor Victor Davis Hanson. Pieces at Fox News today. Stand by. Special guests joining me on the other side as we kick off the 5 o'clock Follies here on 106.3 WORD and now 101.5 in Anderson.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.